Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, in light of the Juno Awards this evening, we're going to be listening to quite a bit Canadian music and also music from guitarist Al DiMeola, Roberto Pereira, Terry Bonus, Joe Sample, Billy Towns, Beggy Adair, and a whole lot more. And we're going to start off with a new vocalist on the scene. Her name is Charmin Michel. This is from her latest, I believe her second CD. It's entitled Destination Moon. And this is her version of I Wished on a Moon.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. I was minding my business, talking to myself, dreaming, scheming for someone. The moon was new, I was feeling blue. Then in walked you. What could I do? So I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you.
Star to throw me a beam or two. I
wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I look for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon, I wished on the moon, I wished on the moon for you.
That was music from the lovely vocalist Charmin Michel from her second album. It's entitled Destination Moon, and we listened to her version of I Wished on the Moon. We're going to listen to guitarist Manty Ellis from his album In His Own Sweet Way, and this is a composition of Manty's. It's simply entitled Marlene, and we're going to follow that up with music from pianist Biji Adair from her album The Frank Sinatra Collection, and her wonderful version of All the Way. But let's get started with Manty Ellis from In His Own Sweet Way and Marlene. I'm That was music from the B.G. Adair Trio, and composition that Frank Sinatra certainly made his own all the way, and that's from B.G.'s album entitled The Frank Sinatra Collection on the Green Hill label out of the United States. And before that, we heard some music from guitarist Manty Ellis from his album In His Own Sweet Way, and a composition of his entitled Marlene. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Pianist Billy Townes is up next, and this is a composition written by Henry Mancini entitled The Days of Wine and Roses, and this is from his album The Billy Townes Collection. We're going to follow that up with some music from, I think, one of the main inspirations in Billy Townes' playing, Joe Sample, from his album Carmel. We're going to listen to the title track. And then we're going to listen to some music from guitarist Al DiMeola from his album Orange and Blue, and a composition entitled Cypress. So let's get started now with music from Billy Townes with Days of Wine and Roses.
Thank you. listening to CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radios.
This is a CHUO emergency broadcast.
It's coming.
CHUO's Funding Drive 2000 is coming very soon, from Friday, March 24th through to Sunday, April 2nd. As a volunteer, you probably know that CHUO is preparing itself for the most exciting and challenging time of the year, and you surely know that the Funding Drive won't be successful without your help. So here's some information to answer your questions and help you in helping your station. The Funding Drive 2000 Committee. This committee has been meeting on a weekly basis for several weeks now in order to prepare for the campaign. The committee is composed of staff members and CHUO volunteers. Here's why this year's funding drive is especially important for CHUO. As a volunteer, you are probably aware of the important financial problems CHUO was facing 2 or 3 years ago. Now the situation is under control. This means that CHUO can now dream of some great achievements like changing the old equipment, buying microphones, mixers, headphones, wires, and all that kind of stuff. We are also currently negotiating with the university to get complete renovations of the studios. But whatever the results, there's something we can promise you. If this year's funding drive is successful, and it will be, CHUO will get new equipment. Now here's what CHUO is expecting from its volunteers. There will be 3 important meetings over the next week to give you information about the Funding Drive 2000. Attendance to one of the 3 meetings is mandatory because we want to make sure that all our volunteers will know exactly what's going on. Meetings will be held on Monday, March 13th at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 15th, 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, March 18th at 1 p.m. at the Fauteuil Building in room 147 at the University of Ottawa. We're counting on our volunteers to attend one of these meetings. Help your station have the best funding drive ever.
We just heard some music from guitarist Al Damiola from his album Orange and Blue, a composition called Cypress, and before that, Joe Sample with Carmel from his, that's the title track from his album. I believe it was released early 80s, late 70s. I'm not quite sure the exact date. Billy Towns before that from his album, the Billy Towns Collection, and his version of Days of Wine and Roses. We're going to listen now to a musician from the West Coast. His name is Ian McDougall. We're going to listen to his sextet in a composition entitled Ian Leaps Out. And then we're going to follow that up with a very interesting musician. He plays the Paraguayan harp. His name is Roberto Pereira. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Seven Bridges. And it features Tommy Lilly on bass, Tony Guerrero on flugelhorn, Dave Hooper on drums, and on soprano sax, we've got Greg Vail, Tim Redfield is on keyboards, and Richard Smith is on guitar. So let's get started with the Ian McDougall Sextet with Ian Leaps Out. that was quite an interesting composition entitled Seven Bridges from a very interesting musician who plays harp. His name is Roberto Pereira, and his album is entitled In the Mood. It's on the Heads Up label, again, out of the United States. And you might want to check that one out. There's some interesting things going on this album, and what we just heard was a pretty good example of where he's coming from and what style of music that he's actually pursuing. Before that, we heard Ian McDougall from Vancouver and a composition entitled Ian Leaps Out, and that's from his album Dry with a Twist. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from the Terry Bonus Trio. Terry's an alumnus of the University of Missouri Rolla Jazz Band. He currently lives in Dallas, and he plays in the Texas Instruments Jazz Band, as well as leading his own trio and quintet. We've got Luke Adams on drums, Chris Dively on bass, and Terry Bonus is on piano. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Her Raven Hair. And after that, we're going to listen to two of my favorite musicians, Paul Blais and Sonny Greenwich, from their album Outside In, and a composition entitled You Are.
Thank you.
That was music from Canada's own Paul Blais and Sonny Greenwich. The composition entitled You Are, that was taken from their album Outside In. And I would pick that up if I were you. It's a very, very lyrical and very musical recording. Before that, we heard Terry Bonas and his trio with Her Raven Hair. And what I'd like to play for you now is we're going to go way back to the year 1940. And we're going to listen to a little Ellington. And this is Harlem Airshaft. But we're going to jump 30 years to 1970 and listen to two of his alumni, Paul Gonsalves and Ray Nance, from their album Just a Sittin' and a Rockin' with BP Blues. So let's get started with Duke Ellington and Harlem Airshaft. Thank you. Well, just in case you're joining the show, my name is Randy McElligott, and the show is entitled In Transition here at CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, each and every Sunday bringing you some of the best out there in the world of jazz. And we just heard some music from Paul Gonzalez and Ray Nance from their album Just a Sittin' and a Rockin' from 1970, BP Blues. Before that, the great Duke Ellington from 1940 and Harlem Airshaft. We're going to listen to some music from Pat LaBarbera now from his album Virgo Dance. We're going to listen to the title track, getting set for the Junos this evening. We're going to listen to the Le Trio François Hull from their album Hommage à Fraser McPherson and a composition entitled Lil. And then we'll conclude the next set with some music from a band called Metalwood. And they were last year the Juno Award winner for Best Contemporary Jazz Album. And the album was entitled Metalwood 2. And you might want to check that out. But we're going to listen to something from that album. And it's simply entitled Teed. So before we get to Metalwood and Le Trio François Hull, here's Pat LaBarbera with Virgo Dance. That was music from the Juno Award-winning band Metalwood and a composition entitled Teed. Before that, we heard Le Trio François Hull and a composition entitled Lil. Pat LaBarbera starting off the last set with a composition entitled Virgo Dance, and that's from his CD with the same name. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with some music from Dave Turner and his quartet from Montreal. This is from his album, For the Kindness of Strangers. We're going to listen to the title track, and then we're going to listen to some Ross Taggart from his album, Ross Taggart and Company, and a composition entitled TV Lunch. Then we're going to listen to some soundtrack music, some jazz on film, and this is from the Tommaso Rava Quartet out of Italy, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Il Prato. So let's start off with Dave Turner's quartet with For the Kindness of Strangers. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard some music from the Tommaso Rava Quartet out of Italy from their album Jazz in the Movies, and we heard Il Prato. Ross Taggart before that from Ross Taggart and Company and TV Lunch. Dave Turner's quartet with For the Kindness of Strangers, and the show is almost at an end. And we're going to listen now to some music from Montreal, one of the great big bands out of Montreal, Denny Christensen, and this is a composition entitled C'est quoi? Wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, Mr. Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.